Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, August 27th. The grains closed the mix with December corn down 2 cents, closing at 362 and a quarter. November beans down 8 cents, closing at 859 and a quarter. And I'm switching to December wheat now. That's up a penny and a half at 476 and three quarters. Beans never really recovered all day. The fact that the president may or may not have had a conversation with the Chinese deny it. That certainly didn't help. The crop ratings with Illinois increasing 10 percentage points in the good to excellent category didn't help. We don't see any real frost on the forecast out here. I think what it comes down to is, you know, it's going to be a matter of yield now. I think the acres are probably fairly well set, and now we have to determine how bad the damage is. I continue to believe it's worse than what the government's telling us. But when it's all said and done, we're not going to really know until November. If we do get an early frost, we will do a lot of damage. If the frost dates are pretty much as is, then I think we'll escape with pretty much where we're looking at on crop sizes out here. I would say Chinese demand seems to be better than most people would want to admit to. But the fact of the matter is we need to see, you know, a lot more of it out here. The trade agreement with Japan is certainly positive. We'll actually see if it gets signed out here. The president was supposedly going to have another phone call today with the Chinese. We haven't seen anything about that all day long, so I don't know if that occurred or not. But I think you've got to take all these comments by the president and the Chinese for just a grain of salt. Until actually something is done, I think you ignore or actually go against any of the announcements, good or bad. So we're going to stay in this volatility here for a while, and I don't know that it's going to end anytime soon out here. But I think, you know, longer term, grains are getting pretty cheap out here around the world, and funds really do bail out of the stock market. I think commodities and cheap commodities are one of the places they'll go. But again, we may not see that until sometime in November. I still think that the path of least resistance is lower unless we get a serious frost threat out here. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.